This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
Hey, Rodney, how you doing, man?
I'm never better. My mood is a bit affected by the weather. And so yesterday here in Queenstown, it was overcast and a bit drizzly. And I always feel like the weather. And today...
Oh, it's lovely.
It's beautiful sunshine. It rained overnight. So everything's got that fresh feel to it. And I couldn't be happier.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad
I wish I wasn't tired a bit. I mean, rainy day. My wife's away, and that affects me. And she's back this week. Okay. So that'll be great.
So you're flying solo on everything.
Yeah, and you miss adult company.
You miss her.
I miss her.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm.
You think she misses you?
That's a hard question, isn't it? Because I imagine I'm quite difficult to be around.
Yeah, she's enjoying it right now.
She might be thinking, this is so good. Why am I going back? You know what I mean?
Back to the hot tub.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get your thoughts on this because I think it's absolutely fascinating. We had a chat earlier in the morning, all the way from the UK, and that was Tony Gosling, independent journalist. Former BBC, and it wound up on the Israel, Gaza, Iran thing. And I mean, how do I sort of raise this with you? He kind of mentioned end times, right?
Mm.
And how there's thinking that Netanyahu and whoever's surrounding him is trying to bring on the arrival of their Messiah. End times, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, Mark of the Beast and all of that. I thought, I must ask Rodney what he thinks about that. Do you think we're in... I mean, there's something that niggles at me, Rodney. I don't know where it comes from, that there's something bigger happening than we kind of understand.
Feel it.
No, I do. I do.
I feel it.
I think I do.
I feel it. I feel as though the world's in for a big change. But then I wonder if it's this. I wonder if we've had... Look, I'm in love with the Bible. I can't imagine that I've lived my life without being a Christian. And I've just been doing as... And listeners have helped me a lot, sending me books, and I've just been spending every spare minute reading and listening and learning. And I've learned such a lot. And it's so wonderful because it fills your heart, fills your life, makes the world around you beautiful and sensible. And then you look at the state of the world, and it literally is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
We've never seen anything outside of this.
Rocketing towards it.
There.
Oh, there. Yeah, there.
When you see the New Zealand Herald and they feature this two dads having a baby, and then you read the article and you realise that one's been a woman who's on testosterone, got a beard, and then dropped the testosterone to get pregnant. No thought for the poor baby.
No, yeah.
And this is being, and apparently TVNZ is doing a documentary on this couple.
Yeah, timing's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, and you look at that and you think, when was the sort of last time this happened?
No, I can't remember it ever.
Well, it was biblical. It's biblical.
Oh, then,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's biblical and it's turning away from God.
Yeah. Yeah, and sort of playing God.
Playing God. You're playing God. That's
Boy,
a good way of looking at it.
I think that's risky. Man, that's risky.
You never play God.
I wouldn't.
And we are being tested like never before.
Yeah.
Because, and I said to you, you must have been in the middle of World War One and thinking it's end times or...
Yeah, it would look like it.
In an extermination camp with... the Nazis gassing you and your family.
Pure
and your
evil right in front of you, right there.
Right there, and you think this is end times, right?
But no.
No. But having it widely, having it accepted by every elite, every newspaper, every news outlet, every government department, every political party, everyone in power, every sporting body, having accepted that a man can have a baby, right, and a man can have a man
can have
a period.
Can you go any further than that?
And it's not like this is a fringe thing.
No, it's mainstream.
God looking at that.
Yeah.
And I actually feel like running down the side of the street yelling out, repent, the end
yeah.
is nigh.
Yeah, get ready. Don't run out of time to do that.
Yes.
You see, the also...
Am I insane for thinking that?
No. You made a good point about World War One, World War Two, but you see, the technology wasn't there to knit it all together then.
No.
Now it is.
Well, that's and truly.
Right. So that's the big...
You mean... Because it's a thinking thing. It's
well,
not...
access
it's not
to trading, to yeah. money.
Yeah.
You know, you won't buy or be able to exchange or take part in any economy, whatever it
no.
says. I can see that being a reality now. Couldn't see it before with cash, but now,
and
excluded from the economy.
My poor understanding of the Bible, it's full of prophecy.
Mm.
And
you have to think about how, if you had a vision, how you would describe it that long ago, because you've got no idea of cell phones
or pretty much look like
the radio frequency spectrum.
They did. They bought God knew.
No, I know, but those with the...
Yes. You know, no, the...
So it's slightly ambiguous.
The humans writing it down.
Yeah. They had to find some way of describing it that would sort of stand a test of time. Anyway.
Well, what does that mean you do, Paul?
Well, you see, if you hedge on the side that something could be happening, that's kind of dishonest anyway, because that's just taking a bet the other way.
You don't take a bet with God.
No, so that's my point. So, boy, I don't know. I kind of don't know what to do right now. Whether the material world gives way to something else, I don't know.
Well, study. Because I think if you study, you realise it's true.
Yeah.
And then you have, as C.S. Lewis says, the terrifying thought that you live forever.
I think we do.
And once you
soul-wise.
Yes, once you accept that, your whole world shifts and your thinking and your understanding and your behaviour has to change.
Mm.
And you have to accept Jesus in
your
life.
Not, okay, because you're not just living for this...
No, this is nothing.
Time in the
this is nothing.
13.8 billion.
I mean,
years
it changes everything. If it changes everything.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to make the best of this.
Make the best of it.
Because it's and a what is it? A learning experience. This
testing experience.
Yeah. What to hone the soul?
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah. Until you what pass a certain level and don't have to keep being recycled back.
I don't think you get recycled. I think it's a one shot.
Right. One throw of the dice. I was reading someone recently who said that, and they'd had a near-death experience and had this vision, you know. I'm really curious about near-death experiences. Mm. I've never had one, but my mother had one once. And she was giving birth to my youngest sister. And she described it long ago, and I realise now, thanks to YouTube, that what she described is very similar to what these people describe it. It's decades between the description. And that, you know, that's the thing, that we're forever.
The thing that's got me on it is the realization that inside every human being is a sense of right and wrong.
Yeah, like programmed and wired.
Yep. And that can't be genetic.
No.
Because it's programmed to sacrifice yourself for others, not just your family.
I just remember what this guy said. He said that you choose your parents.
Oh.
So you've got like, though why you'd choose starving parents in third world country, I don't know, but maybe that delivers something to your greater understanding.
Because there is, I never saw this before, but once you've seen it, it's obvious that there is a special quality about human beings that raises them above animals.
Yeah.
We're not a clever animal. We've got a spirit. We've got a soul. because we can feel it talking to us.
Mm.
That's not a bunch of...
Have you ever had a voice? I've had an audible voice in my head, like me,
yes.
saying something, telling me, like me telling me
like
something.
Like Jiminy Cricket, right?
Yeah. I was...
That can't be random atoms programmed from the Big Bang.
Well, it was so banal, though, but actually now, over time, I realise. I was trying to give up smoking at the time. This is ages ago. And I said, maybe... And then I had a little voice said, I could actually hear it. You know what to do.
Oh,
where did that come from? It was my voice, but it was like in my hearing.
Wow.
I thought, that's it. And that's the only time it's ever happened. You know what to do. Quite direct, not aggressive, but...
And did you stop?
Yeah, I did. And I did a few other things too, because I knew what to do about other things as well.
Yeah, the thing that interests me...
I don't know how well I did, though, in the score of life, but...
The other thing that interests me is your subconscious and how much your subconscious drives you to do things.
Right.
And that you're totally unaware of it. You know, you do things without thinking, right?
Mm.
And how you... I've had a friend help me. I'm hoping to get her on here. Helping me so I get better control of my eating.
Right.
And how your subconscious... And it's a negative view of yourself and how you program your subconscious to think well of yourself. Like Aaron does this too on our show. To think positively about yourself. And that's a part of it too. And of course, a Christian belief is very much about programming your subconscious to think good thoughts, not bad thoughts. Mm. Because Jesus said, it's not enough just to do good things. You have to think good things. And actually, that thinking good things is so important. Because if you're thinking bad things, it eats you inside.
Mm.
And again, I don't know about the end times, because I think it would be very strange if we were the generation after all these generations that it had.
That would be like winning lotto. Well, it's not like
or
winning.
Or worse.
Yeah.
Or, but then I think, we've never seen stuff like this.
No. It's the technology component.
Mm. But what journalist is sitting there, Paul? You know these people, sitting there thinking... Oh yeah, so you're a man having a baby. Yes, you're a man having a baby. Yeah, how cool! And I'll take a picture of you, and you've had your breasts cut off, and you've had
and you've got a Maori cloak on the other guy.
Yeah, and you take these pills.
Yeah, what's right about that? So,
where's
I would say, I mean, groupthink's such an overused word. It's not that hard to make someone believe something and not believe their own eyes. It's not that hard.
So in Radio New Zealand, right, where you work for many
Yogs.
Years, they'd all think that's cool, right?
Well, I can't really speak to that because I was there kind of before this really took off.
Yeah.
But
so new.
Well, there was one particular person high up there who was pushing this very hard, and all I know is they've lost over 70,000 listeners. So there you go. Since she was there.
You need to get home.
Anyway, look, I do. Sorry for taking up the time. Rodney Hyde is next. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. Legal Hub tomorrow, along with other things. Have a great day. See ya.
We live in a world where politicians and the media and the dominant culture is to slice and dice us and divide us. What I love about RCR is it brings us together, joins us up, makes us feel part of something bigger than us, and builds this great human connection.
Within 2 weeks of my having a show on RCR, we had journalists from the legacy media begging the Prime Minister to cancel RCR. That's how used to suppressing the truth the legacy media have become. That's how quickly we can make a difference. They failed to cancel me, they failed to cancel RCR.
It's all about freedom in the end. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of travel, medical freedom, freedom to bring up your own family as you see fit. Freedom to say the climate crisis is a scam. Freedom to say that the transgender movement is sinister. Freedom.
It's absolutely vital we keep this narrative going, because certainly the other side, the alarmist side, is really amping it up. I just find using climate and everything around climate, that was quite funny, really, wasn't it?
We are here to really transform the shape of what media is going forward, which is such an honor and such an exciting stage to be in.
You've got to have both sides of the story, and that's what we're here to do. We want to have these conversations. We want to be able to talk about this stuff. We want to be able to say the things that you guys are saying to yourself in whispered conversations in case someone else might hear at the supermarket.
Here, what we get is a checking of reality. And checking out reality is the very essence of our mental health and our survival.